The former king of Afghanistan, Mohammad Zahir Shah, returned to Kabul today, ending a forced exile that lasted nearly 3 decades. Hundreds of Afghan police, international peacekeepers, and U.S. special forces were on hand to provide security as a motorcade took Zahir Shah to a villa in an upscale district of the capital. The former Afghan ruler arrived from Rome aboard an Italian military aircraft, accompanied by Afghanistan's interim leader, Hamid Karzai. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kabul. Afghanistan rolled out the red carpet for its former king.
Yes, they did, Bob. They literally unrolled the red carpet. Zahir Shah, Afghanistan's last king, flew to Kabul airport today in a gray C-130 military jet. It pulled up right to a red carpet, which was lined with a military honor guard, which saluted the king. He was also greeted by girls in traditional Afghan dress, and he walked slowly down this carpet, limping a little bit. He is an 87-year-old man. He was escorted by the chairman of the Afghan interim government, Hamid Karzai, who traveled to Rome on Tuesday to meet the king, to bring him here. There were several hundred well-wishers there. It was picturesque. There were men with long beards, hennaed beards and turbans. There were women in shawls, as well as many of the different uniforms of the Afghan military. These people applauded, and some even threw some glittering confetti at the returning king.
Security very heavy.
Well, I have to say this was very atypical for an Afghan affair. We didn't have the speeches, the parades, the dances, and the horsemen that we usually see at a big event. In fact, there were only about 5 minutes between the time the king stepped off that plane and then got into a Mercedes and left for his new home. This was due in large part to security reasons. There have been threats against this man's life. In fact, earlier this month, more than 100 people were arrested, accused of a plot that included some kind of attack on the king. Security has been very tight in Kabul today. There were hundreds of foreign peacekeepers at the airport. There were Afghan police and military, hundreds also throughout the streets of the city. They basically shut the city down today. The Italians are running one of the first rings of security around the king, so this has been an overriding concern. I have to say, though, I've just visited the house where the king is going to be staying. It's about 800 yards from where I am right now, and the scene there was a bit chaotic. There were many guards, but things were surprisingly loose. Well-wishers were actually able to kind of push their way through into the house to congratulate the king. That's kind of security here in Afghanistan. That's one of the big concerns about this king's homecoming.
What's the significance of his return?
He's a symbol of hope and of peace. He ruled this country for 40 years. There weren't any wars going on then. After he left, after he was deposed, Afghanistan descended into this civil war. Before the Taliban was pushed from power, I recall talking to refugees in Tajikistan, long before anybody imagined Afghanistan developing like this peace process, and they were saying King Zahir Shah was the best hope for reconstruction and stability in Afghanistan.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul.